Welcome and thank you for joining us today for MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we bring awareness to nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their generosity, their purpose, and their impact. Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we invite local nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes to share the story of how they're making an impact through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I invite you to join our conversation today to learn how our guest is making a difference in the community and to learn how you can make a difference as well. Today's topic of discussion stems from the old adage that a smile is worth a thousand words. And I would add, it doesn't cost a thing. A smile offered at just the right time can totally change a situation, turn it around. It has the capacity to offer kindness and understanding, empathy, love, joy, without a single word being spoken. Smiling is a universal human expression that impacts both your physical health and your social interactions. It activates the brain to release endorphins, natural painkillers, serotonin, which immediately reduces stress levels and elevates your mood. Even a forced smile can cause a measurable dip in cortisol, and it lowers your overall heart rate. Studies suggest that a genuine smile can even promote a longer, healthier lifespan. So I think it's safe to say that having a healthy smile is so important in so many different ways for so many different reasons, not the least of which is good physical health, right? But what if you're someone who doesn't have access to oral healthcare services for whatever reason? National statistics show that individuals in special needs households cite oral health as their most common unmet healthcare need. Nearly 15 million U.S. children with special developmental needs don't have routine dental visits, and many face significant barriers, including dental provider shortages or even denial of care. Low Medicaid reimbursement rates deter private practices from treating patients on state insurance. And in Wisconsin, very few dentists take Medicaid. In fact, the state's reimbursement rates are among the lowest in the country. Today's nonprofit guest is a key regional provider that is providing a solution to this problem. They specialize in compassionate care for patients with special health care needs, and they provide a highly needed continuous care model. Welcome to the show today, Scott Marshall, CEO of Community Smiles Dental. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me in. Oh my gosh, I want to put on a t-shirt your intro. It might be a very long t-shirt. It might be a nightshirt or something, but I could not have and probably had never have said it as well as you just said.
Well, thank you. Yes. I mean, we all know and that a smile, again, is worth a thousand words. And yes, the thing is, it's free.
Absolutely.
And everybody,
it's the easiest thing to do.
Exactly. Yes. Everybody can smile, but not everybody is comfortable smiling. Mm-mm. Why? Because perhaps they have not had proper oral health care. Mm-hmm. And that's where you guys step in.
Absolutely.
So tell us what led you first, before we get into what Community Smiles Dental does, but tell us what led you to the organization in the first place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The story of how I applied and became the CEO of Community Smiles Dental really starts with my mom. Growing up in Greenfield, my mom took care of myself and my brother on and off by herself. And for the most part, honestly, my brother and I, we did not know that on and off, we were dealing with some pretty tough economic circumstances.
Okay.
I actually didn't really realize until I was in my 20s, because of the bubble that my mom was able to provide for myself and my brother regarding all the basic needs that you and I, maybe for ourselves or for our kids, we kind of take for granted, or we think to ourselves, well, that's just what you do. But looking back, I was a free school meal kid. I was someone who would go to the pantry with my mom, and we would actually pack bags for other pantry folks, and we'd get to take back a second bag because we volunteered.
Okay.
And my brother and I were so excited because those bags had the food that was like the good food, because we were so used to eating drumsticks, canned green beans, and white rice with margarine.
Okay.
And as a Wisconsinite,
I'd
rather have butter, but that was just what we could afford and just what we could do. Mm-hmm. And we never went without going to see the doctor or seeing the dentist because on and off we were on state insurance, but we never missed an appointment. And I remember thinking to myself as I looked back and we were back to school shopping at Goodwill before it was cool. It was not cool back then. It was all about brand names and I did not have, I had Pro Wing shoes. I was brought up to my brother, oh my gosh, were we sometimes poor? And he said, yes, duh. Mm. And I didn't realize it because my mom took advantage of services that were available that were provided either by the state or by nonprofits that allowed my brother and I to be kids and not really think about things that I now realize things that were really weighing on her and when she's really trying to create that stable base for my brother and I to grow up. And so I think about my mom when I think about my job at Community Smiles Dental, because what we're doing is a service that is not really available to families who rely on Medicaid or don't have insurance. And it's parents who want to do the right thing. They want to take care of their kids. They want their kids to be able to go see the dentist twice a year. And hopefully they don't have a cavity, but they'll come back. They'll get that cavity filled and learn the proper way for them to take care of their smile and to have that smile. And if we weren't here, those parents wouldn't have that option. And, you know, sometimes it's that feeling of, can I provide for my kids, that can drive you to do more and have that confidence. Or sometimes you're calling and hearing no, and it just makes you feel like you're failing. And these parents who are trying so hard, they shouldn't feel that way. And these kids should just be kids, and they shouldn't think twice about the fact that I just go to the dentist. I go to Community Smiles Dental, and I get my toy as I walk out. And
yeah, just like everybody else goes.
Exactly,
to the dentist.
Exactly. Right, right. And so I think about my mom and the pressure that she was under, and think about these other parents who are really just trying to do the right thing. And I want to make sure that they don't have to worry about dental. They have a place to go and they can feel proud that they're provided the same kind of care that any of the rest of us would at their pediatric dentist.
Right. And I think until we become parents ourselves, maybe we don't really realize. I love what you said about as a kid, you really didn't realize that you were struggling in any way. Kudos to your mom, right? But as parents, we're saying we want to be able to provide these things to our children. And you know, I started out the show talking about, you know, the physical smile, but it goes so much more beyond that, as stats show, you know, that it's physical health that is being taken care of when you keep your mouth healthy, right?
Yes.
So for someone who's never heard of you for whatever reason, tell us who and what is Community Smiles Dental.
Yeah, Community Smiles Dental, we're a nonprofit. And we run two dental clinics currently. One is in Waukesha, in the Barstow building, if folks know. And the other one is in Menominee Falls on Appleton Avenue. What we do is we provide a dental home for kids, individuals with special needs, and expectant mothers who they rely on Medicaid for their insurance or they don't have insurance. And we provide that dental home where we do the preventative, which is the checkups and the cleanings, and restorative, which is filling cavities or putting crowns on. And so we're really kind of that basic dental care option for those folks. And the reason why it's so important for Community Smiles Dental to be there is that as a Medicaid clinic, we do rely on Medicaid reimbursement as part of our revenue. But as you said earlier, Wisconsin has one of the lowest Medicaid reimbursements. And so for us, it's about 30 cents on the dollar or so as far as the care that we provide, which there are other states that are 100% or 90 cents or 80 cents. And so it covers most of that care. But
us in comparison, is 30 cents on the dollar?
30 cents on the dollar, okay. One of the lowest. I think we might be in the bottom five the U.S. as far as that's concerned. And so for-profit dentists, they can't afford to see these patients. You know, they so many of them, and I'm sure many of them do pro bono, but as business owners, your local family dentist cannot afford to lose money every time there's a child in the chair. They would go out of business, and so we understand. But being a nonprofit, we can make up the difference by fundraising and asking the community to be able to provide support so that we can make up that difference and that we can provide that care regardless of the reimbursement rate being so low.
Okay. And I think you said before, you know, why you're so passionate about the mission.
Yes.
that, you know, gets down to you thinking about your mom. And yeah. now you as a father yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want to provide these things that other families think are, that's just the way it is. You go to see the dentist twice a year. But is there more to it than that in terms of the impact? I mean, why this mission resonates with you so much?
Well, it, you know, there's the, you know, form and the function, right? So the form really is the ability to smile for a child, to have confidence for a child, to feel like I can speak up and I can be my outgoing self and I don't have to go to the back of the classroom. Or, and I think, sadly, so many of us have friends who have learned how to smile with just their top mm-hmm, teeth because mm-hmm.
they cover
yeah. their hand, or they feel awkward and they look down, or they hide mm-hmm. them in the sleeve. And, you know, you should be able to laugh aloud and not really think about it and not think about your teeth. And then the function part of it really is the mouth really is the gateway to the body in a way. We have a dentist friend who always says that, and I love that, although it does generate kind of a visual. It really is a place where infections, germs, a lot of issues that can create significant damage to a body at any age can come in. And so we have to make sure that the teeth and everything oral is taken care of and nice and healthy, because you, when you think about having dental pain, I know I've had a cracked tooth or things like that will happen as we get older.
Yeah.
You can't think about anything else.
Right.
You can't function. You can't go to school. You can't work. You hope you can fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's a struggle. And so if you need dental care and you're in pain, you need to get out of pain as soon as possible, because you cannot do anything else until you get out of that pain. And so to have a place that you can go that can help you with that is so important. And so that is one of the other reasons that it's so important that we have Community Smiles Dental, why I'm so passionate about our mission.
Wonderful. Well, I realize that you're not a dentist.
I'm not
a
dentist.
You said that to me before.
I'm not a dentist.
And I don't play one on TV, right?
Absolutely.
but you don't need to be a dentist to understand how important oral health matters.
Absolutely.
And how much it matters so much to your overall well-being.
Yeah, you just have to have a mouth and teeth to realize how important it is, and especially as a
parent. And a love for food.
And a love for food. Yeah, that's the thing. And a reminder not to drink so much soda, which my dentists do remind me of as well. So actually, when one of my first days, I used to be a Diet Mountain Dew guy. And I think I was about 2 weeks in, and I had my Diet Mountain Dew set up next to my laptop, and I was around the corner, and I heard someone exclaim, "Whose soda is this?" around the other corner. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think that's mine. And I came around the corner when my coworker said, "Dr. Sydney saw your Diet Mountain Dew." And I was like, "Is that bad?" And she said, "It's the worst thing." So I'm sorry if you're sponsored by Diet Mountain Dew. But I will say, honestly, like I have had so much less soda since I started here. So I'd recommend anybody work at Community Smiles Dental so you stop drinking soda.
That's right.
So that's a good thing that comes out of that as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just
stay away from it.
Unbeknownst to you, there's all these benefits for you.
Exactly. It makes a lot of sense when you think back on it. Nothing natural in Diet Mountain Dew, but don't drink it.
Well, coffee?
I do coffee. Okay, and my teeth are not as white as I wish they were. But
okay.
But however, I do have access to that dental care. And I get to say to my two kids, Ellie is 13, Alex is 11. Ellie just got braces. I do get to use, I work at a dental clinic. You have to brush your teeth this morning. You have to brush your teeth, because I need to be that parent who makes sure that they see the dentist every 6 months as well. And
right.
I need to make sure that they're healthy as well, just like any other parent. And so that's another reason why I think to myself, like, any of these parents who have kids like Ellie and Alex, that they should be able to go to the dentist just like we are.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, we love to share inspo stories. You know, that when we share stories of impact, inspirational stories, it helps our listeners to understand that whatever it is you're doing is working.
Yes.
Right. So give us an example of the scope and the success of your work.
Well, one of the inspirational stories that comes to mind is Katie. Katie, I just met recently, a couple of months ago. But one of the areas that we do focus on is individuals with special needs. And last year in 2025, we saw patients from 17 different counties. Now, we have two clinics. They're both in Waukesha County. They're half an hour apart because Waukesha County is huge, but still centrally, you know, located very nearby. Katie came to us from Marinette County. And when you think about Marinette County, it might as well be in the UP. It really is at the top of the state. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't make sense. Why are we seeing a patient from Marinette County? And so the reason is that Katie is an adult who has significant special needs and could not find a dentist that would see her, Medicaid or not, because, you know, lack of options. Mm. When you get into North Central Wisconsin, it's just logical. It's a lot more rural, a lot more spread out, that there are a lot less options than, say, down here in Southeast Wisconsin. But also dentists who are comfortable working with somebody with special needs. And so what happened was we're close with a friend of the clinic, Stacy Rudolph. Shout out to Stacy Rudolph, who works for Special Olympics. And she had heard about Katie, and she knew about Community Smiles Dental and the fact that we do see and are equipped and dentists who are trained to work with individuals with special needs. We have quiet rooms where we can control the environment. We have nitrous if necessary. So we really are completely equipped to be able to work with people with special needs. And so Stacy was connected with Katie, and she set up a drop-off in Green Bay, where Katie was driven to Green Bay, and then Stacy drove Katie to Community Smiles Dental in Menominee Falls. And then Dr. Sidney, the infamous Dr. Sidney, our director of dental services, was able to see Katie. And Katie had not mm-hmm. seen a dentist for years. And Katie is going to be coming back a couple more times to be able to get her oral health taken care of. But it just goes to show that there is a population where it's not just about the insurance, although that's a huge part of it. Yeah. But it really is dentists who feel comfortable working with patients, especially with special needs, and the limited options where the significant amount of work that might need to be done to keep someone healthy is very much not accessible. And it's very easy to give up and stop calling. And so someone like Stacy, who hears about this, not everyone has a Stacy. And so hopefully people who hear about this and they know someone who might not have seen the dentist, who is a child, is an adult. In the case of people with special needs, we will see anybody at any age. Please come to Community Smiles Dental, because we would love to take care of that individual and provide that service. Because I've heard so many stories about people with special needs where a dentist will just extract a tooth instead of working on it and trying to save it, just because it's easier and it's a shorter visit and might require less visits. And so we want to make sure that if there's a tooth that can be saved, that we can do that. And Katie's an example of somebody, and she has the biggest smile and she's such a sweetie. Mm. And we're excited to be able to see her again. But she's one of, you know, hundreds and actually thousands of patients that we see that are smiling because the Community Smiles Dental. And it makes me smile. I'm smiling while I'm talking about it. I can't help it. Just like you said, it's the easiest thing to do. So I smile a lot at work.
It's really good for our listeners to hear these stories because, mm-hmm. as I said before, it helps them understand that the work that you are doing, the critical work that you're doing, it's so important. But mm-hmm. the fact that it's working, and you can attest to that through these stories. Mm-hmm. So when people hear this, maybe the listener is a donor, or maybe they're a volunteer. They want to mm-hmm. help somehow. But I think also when people hear the stories, they can go out and share it with others.
Yes.
The word gets out.
Yes.
And advocacy is that piece that is so important. And I think sometimes it's minimized because people are focusing on donors, mm-hmm. which, don't get me wrong, that's important, obviously, as well for nonprofits.
Yes.
But advocacy is one of those things that is so important because you can't be everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's why we do these podcasts, so that the word gets out and people can share that. So we're going to take a quick break right now. But when we return, Scott's going to share all about how advocacy has been so important to Community Smiles Dental. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Milwaukee's philanthropic community is brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. This year, EIG celebrates 30 years of thoughtful growth, personalized service, and community impact. From a kitchen table vision to a boutique wealth management firm, EIG has always put people first, offering transparent advice, fiduciary care, and education that empowers families for generations. To learn more, visit ellenbecker.com.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and my guest today is Scott Marshall, CEO from Community Smiles Dental. So we talked before the break about how important advocacy is, especially in the nonprofit sector. So tell us why it's been so important for Community Smiles Dental.
Advocacy in two very different ways has been very important for Community Smiles Dental. The story I told earlier about Katie, Stacy was her advocate. And so you really need folks who have heard about Community Smiles Dental to speak up and help refer patients to us. We work with all the healthcare systems, Children's, Aurora, ProHealthcare, who actually helped found us, and Freightert. And they will send folks to us. But advocates who have heard of us and they know somebody who could use help, it's so important to spread the word. And so that is kind of that boots on the ground, grassroots advocacy. The other part of it is we are a Medicaid clinic, and so we do rely on government funding to help keep our doors open. And so it's important for us to tell our story, just like you're giving us this platform to tell our story. It's important for the people who make decisions to know about how important the work is that we're doing, and that what they are doing as far as determining budgets, as far as reimbursement rates for Medicaid, it's really, really important for them to know our story. And so we really make a great effort to reach out to our elected officials at all levels, whether it's a local alder, a mayor, or, you know, Senator Baldwin, Senator Johnson. We have had, last year, I think we had about 50 tours of our clinic from folks at all levels. And we just met the new mayor of Waukesha, Mayor Alicia. And what I've found is actually that regardless of what side of the aisle, dental is something that everyone can get behind as far as kids, folks with special needs. They really deserve to have that dental care taken care of. And so we've done that outreach, and it's been really easy, actually, to be able to get elected officials. I think people think that there is a distance or a disconnect or whatnot, but really just an invitation so often is returned, and these folks will come and visit. And it's great because to see and feel the joy of our pediatric dental clinic and to walk away feeling like that just looks like my kid's dental clinic. This is a organization that provides high level care. This isn't, sometimes folks will think about a free clinic and it's, you know, pro bono and people are just doing the best they can and maybe there's not good lighting or it's concrete blocks or whatnot. But you walk in and it's just, there's Moana on the TV and there are so many books and it's just bright and colorful and joyful. And it's just, we're doing everything we can to make sure that the experience is not less than. And these elected officials see that. And the idea is that they advocate for us when they're in the rooms that we're not in and talking about whether it is Department of Health and Human Services grants or Medicaid reimbursement or areas where really we can lift the floor for the organization and kind of ensure that we're able to not just maintain but grow our care. It's really important because we rely on that. And so having those elected officials on our side is important. And we feel like we have started to really create a coalition of support across all levels. And we hope to continue that. And more voices that are speaking up for dental and for Medicaid reimbursement is so important. And so anybody who's seeing this, you know, feel free to share with your elected official how important that dental care is, since we see patients, again, last year from 17 counties, about half of those were from Waukesha County, but a quarter of them were from Milwaukee County, and they drove to either a Waukesha or Menominee Falls clinics. And so that need is very important in Southeast Wisconsin. And we're really the only one focusing directly on that, on the pediatric and special needs. So speak up for us so that we can continue to do this, because we're the cog in that wheel down here in Southeast Wisconsin.
Yeah. I would say reach out to Scott Marshall if you want to do a site visit.
Heck yeah.
I think those are so important. I remember interviewing Children's Hospital years ago, and they invited me to the Herma Heart Institute. And I would have had no frame of reference had I not done a site visit. You really put yourself in the shoes of those parents that are there, their children.
Absolutely.
And I think it just gives a different perspective when you're actually there seeing.
Yes.
And then I can advocate whenever I'm out and about, because I've had a personal experience.
You can picture it. It's so much easier to talk about it.
So I think the site visits are wonderful to help boost that advocacy. So I agree 100% with that. Would you say there are any misunderstandings or perhaps myths that surround the work that you do?
Sure. I mean, we just talked about that a little bit, about what it looks like. It is, at Community Smiles Dental, the exact same experience that I would say that any pediatric dental clinic provides. For us, we have a fully paid staff. So one of the things that a lot of folks, and it's true in a lot of cases for free clinics, is that it's pro bono. But for us, we have a fully paid staff, and we have staff members who've been with us 16 years, 14 years, 12 years. And that's really important to us because there's a continuity in the patients knowing the dentist and the dentist knowing the patients, because it's such a trust exercise. I mean, you're lying down in a chair wearing sunglasses and someone's messing around with your teeth. You kind of would like to have met them before.
Right.
Instead of they're looking at a clipboard and saying, okay, and who is this here today? Mm-hmm. And, you know, bless the folks who do pro bono work. But it is a wonderful thing to go to our morning huddle and our staff is going over patients who are coming in today. And I swear every patient, there's an anecdote. They're just like, make sure that the sister doesn't come in because she agitates the brother. And our clinic staff, they know our patients, and that makes such a big difference. And so that's also part of how our care that we provide really does mirror what you would see at any other clinic. Another item that is a really great complementary support system for dental is Seal a Smile. A lot of folks have heard of Seal a Smile. They will come to the schools. Like for us, we're a brick and mortar dental home. And they will come to the schools and they will seal teeth that don't have any cavities or whatnot. And that is helpful, but there might be a lot of folks who feel like that will get the job done. It's complimentary. We provide sealant for kids when they are completing their care, but that's not the same as a cleaning. It's not the same as getting a cavity taken care of or whatnot. And so you can't stop there. So people will say, oh, well, at school, that child got Seal a Smile and they're good, but they're not. It's not enough. It's complimentary. It's important, but it's complimentary. And the other part I would say is how easy it is for someone to help support what we're doing. Sometimes it feels like to somebody who's part of the community, I'm moved, but it feels like, well, I'm not a dentist. What can I do? Mm-hmm. You know, and I will say that volunteers are not allowed to clean teeth because I've asked and I've been asked to stay away from from those chairs.
Nor would
but
I want to.
I put my hands in my pockets. I put my hands in my pockets. I'm like, let the professionals handle everything.
Yeah, maybe but, they can clean the office or organize the office, you know, or do something else.
We have these things called burritos. Because everything that we have is, as you'd expect, is disposable. We're utilizing it, and then you dispose of it with all of the tools that we use and equipment that we use. And so we have burritos that we put together that are wrapped up in a cloth that are all of the tools that the dentist will use while they're working with a child. And so that is a volunteer.
You're not talking about lunch.
No, no, no. You do not want to eat these burritos because there's a lot of sharp objects within the inside. It's not ground beef and cheese. We have a Qdoba nearby for that. So one of the items that we have is we'll have volunteer groups come in and they'll do a burrito wrap, which is kind of fun for them to do. And so we have other volunteer activities, but of course there are other ways for folks to get involved, whether they're donating by going to communitysmiles.org or following us. Our social media, you'll like this, Jill, because you're a marketing person, is we have Sophia, shout out to Sophia, who is a younger person who knows how to work social media much better than me. Us Gen Xers on Facebook.
Gen Zers.
I know. Yeah. So we have TikTok. We have Instagram. We're doing really fun reels. It is a joyful place. And it's sometimes nonprofits, you can kind of focus on a little bit on the guilt or the, you know, the Sarah McLachlan song. But for us, it's about the joy that's in the clinic and the help that we're providing and the good that someone should feel when they're helping us out. And so we have really fun TikToks. And so following us on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, that's another way to find out about what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are so many different ways for folks to help. Or we have Tooth Fairy Day in August. That's our giving day.
Okay.
We have a match that happens in August, and Smiles for the Season, another matching opportunity for people to give in December. So tons of ways for people to get involved or just ask for a tour.
There you go.
Yes.
Yep. They're going to call you, Scott, now. And
I hope
Your phone's going to be ringing off.
Exactly. I feel like we're doing a telethon here. I love it. Call me.
Although Jerry Lewis is not behind
me. Oh, my gosh. If he was, I would probably smell something not so great. Yes.
Well, tell us if there's anything new and exciting on the horizon.
Well, I did share about the fact that we have two dental clinics. As you'd expect, we do have full dance cards in both. We're always working on being as efficient as possible. We have been adding appointments, but with six chairs at each location, we are eventually going to run out of the efficiency in the space. But in 2027, I can't say where right now, but we will be opening a 12-chair clinic.
Nice.
In Milwaukee.
Okay.
So it's CSD is coming to Milwaukee. And
right.
So we'll be able to double the amount of kids that we'll be seeing in an area that we know there is so much need. And so we're very excited to be able to share that we'll be coming to Milwaukee, and hopefully we'll be able to share it soon so that we can start getting the word out to parents about us who may have never heard of us or might have thought there really is no opportunity or option. And follow us on all of the social channels so that you can find out where we're going to be. But we'll be in the heart of Milwaukee. We'll be partnered with a lot of other great community organizations, and we'll be there and ready with our 12 chairs and ready to be able to take care of more kids and people with special needs. So very, very excited.
Okay.
And people can help donate to that too.
Yeah, so, well, give the website.
Yes.
So, do you have a donate button on your website?
Oh my gosh, it's gigantic.
And
okay. It's, yeah. So, communitysmiles.org.
Okay.
So, very easy to find us. Or just Google Community Smiles Dental and we'll come up right away. It's very, very easy to find out more about what we do.
All right.
And we're a lot of fun.
I bet you are. Well, thanks so much for being here today, Scott Marshall, CEO of Community Smiles Dental. I appreciate you sharing how you are making a difference for families in the area of oral health care and how important that is. So thank you for sharing all about Community Smiles Dental and your mission and for being a part of our interview today.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity to tell our story. It does bring a smile
there
to your
you
face
go.
When you hear about Community Smiles Dental. So we
again,
really
they're
appreciate
free,
it.
So everybody
they're free.
Can smile.
Yes, every smile is free.
Thank you again for being here today.
Thank you.
Join us again for another interview. New episodes drop every Thursday morning, and you'll hear about another great nonprofit like Community Smiles Dental, who is making an impact in our community. And you can also learn how you can make a difference as well through your time, talents, and treasures. So join us next week, Thursday morning, for a new episode to drop. And always remember, whether you are out in the community, at work, or at home, always find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.